Chapter 1. Liverpool, England, March 1919. By nature, she wasn't a solitary person, and yet Charlotte couldn't help but relish the peace and quiet that descended on the constituency office after her colleagues had gone home. Even the ward councillor herself, Miss Rathbone, had departed after extracting a promise that Charlotte not stay on too late. With nothing but the scratch of her pen and the faint thrum of traffic outside to distract her, she'd made terrific progress, first taking care of her filing, then some overdue correspondence. Now she was making a fair copy of the notes she'd taken at the Women's Industrial Council meeting that afternoon. It was a dull task, but one that would only become less interesting the longer she let it sit. It had only been 2 months since her return to Liverpool, and already she was discouraged. As tedious and unpleasant as nursing had been at times, at least she'd been able to witness the difference her actions had made. Wounds bandaged, burns salved, restless spirits comforted. She was good at her work here, for she'd been with Miss Rathbone for 3 years before the start of the war, and even after a nearly 5-year break, she'd fit right back in, picking up the reins of her duties as if she'd never set them down. That was the problem. Nothing had changed. 4 years of limitless war, untold millions dead, millions more left wounded, bereaved, desolate. And for what? Britannia was blind and deaf to the suffering of her citizens, the men crippled by war wounds who were reduced to begging on street corners, the widows with no work because returning soldiers were given what few jobs there were, the children who went to bed hungry and were kept home from school so they might help their mothers with piecework. It was all so very, very discouraging. Miss Brown? The voice from the hall was so startling that Charlotte all but jumped out of her skin. She looked up and was relieved to see a solitary woman, her face somehow familiar, standing at the door. I'm ever so sorry to bother you, miss, but there weren't nobody out front. There's no need to apologise, I assure you. I was only a bit surprised. Do come in and sit down. Try as she might, Charlotte couldn't recall the name of her guest. The woman looked poor, but respectable, her coat shiny at the seams, her shoes polished, though the soles were likely worn through, her face wearied by worry and need. She might have been any age from 25 to 45. I feel as if we've met, Charlotte began, but I'm afraid I can't place your name.
Doris Miller? I met you the other week, when you was helping Miss Rathbone on her report.
Yes, of course, I remember now. You spoke to the Pensions Committee about how hard it's been for you. I believe you lost both your husband and your eldest son.
Yes, miss. My husband was killed at Loos, and then Davy right at the end of it all, at Messins last year. He was only just 18.
Oh, Mrs. Miller, I am so very sorry for your loss. The words were rote, but she meant them all the same. To the bottom of her heart, she did. I recall that you haven't been able to find any steady work.
No, ma'am. The jobs are all going to the men.
Fair's fair, I suppose. Mrs. Miller looked down as she spoke, her eyes fixed on the sight of her toil-roughened, gloveless hands clasped so tightly together the tips of her fingers had gone white.
May I ask, Mrs. Miller, if there's any particular reason you came to see me tonight?
I told myself on the way over that you'd understand. You was ever so nice when I talked at that meeting. You didn't look down your nose like some others do.
Thank you. I will do my utmost to help you, Mrs. Miller, if help is what you need. If that is why you've come to see me. But first, you must tell me what is amiss.
I've had a letter from my uncle, my mother's brother. He lives in Belfast. He was widowed last year. He's asked if I might come and live with him, me and the children, and take care of him. He's had a fall or two, and he don't want no stranger coming to help.
Is he a man of means? Can he support all of you?
He was a welder at the shipyards, and he and my aunt never had no children of their own, so I expect they was able to save a bit over the years.
Do you think him a decent man? Will he treat you and the children well?
He's nice, quiet. I think we'll do well by him.